Well, they're knocked out of the finals last weekend. The Penrith Panthers, one of their stars all season has been James Maloney. They nearly got there against the Cronulla Sharks, going down by 1 point to a Chad Townsend field goal. So their season's over. And joining us on the line is their 5'8" and skipper, Jimmy Maloney. Good morning, mate.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Going very well, mate. How disappointed were you, Jimmy, after that game last weekend?
Oh, yeah, mate, shattering. Like, it's always disappointing when your season comes to an end, but I think especially knowing we probably had more to give this year, that made things even harder. So, unfortunately, that's the way it goes, and if you don't get things right on the day, it all comes to an end. So, disappointing result, but I suppose now we just got to enjoy some time off and use that disappointment as a bit of fuel as we go into next year.
Jimmy, you know, your high standards, you were probably below them, but you'll tell us. But you also seem to be pretty cranky or on edge. You had a few tete-a-tetes with the referee.
Yeah, look, probably a little bit disappointing. You know, obviously, those big games, you want to be at your best. I don't think I was on the weekend, which is very disappointing. And I expect a lot more from myself. That's unfortunate. I suppose just like that's the thing. I didn't feel too out of the ordinary, but I thought a couple of things. I thought, especially when I got penalised going in the legs, that it was, I didn't think that was a penalty. So,
no.
Yeah, that's all right.
Jimmy, how do you rate Penrith's season? A success or a failure?
I suppose it depends where you sort of sit. I suppose, a lot of people would look back and say, we got to the second week of the semis, but I think the side we have, we should have been going further, and I think that's why it probably hurts so much to be out of contention at the moment. So, I think, if you set your standards high enough, then we probably weren't where we needed to be. Otherwise, we'd still be playing this weekend.
I imagine it's good news, mate. Nathan, or you tell us, Nathan Cleary says he's 90% done the deal to stay, extend at Penrith.
Yeah, really good news. Obviously, someone we really want to keep around and someone who'll be, a real key bloke in the future of the Penrith Panthers. So, he's very well liked, and obviously everyone knows what he's done so far at such a young age. So, to be able to keep him out west in the Penrith Panthers, and look forward to having another couple of seasons with him.
Yeah, it looks as though at this stage Cameron Tiraldo's been endorsed as your new coach for next year. That's a positive move, do you think?
Yeah, look, I thought Tiraldo was really good, taken over. I suppose, when that sort of happened, there's not a whole lot of other people available, and no, he's done a really good job. So knows footy really well. He's had a lot of the young boys through lower grades in 20s and things like that. So he obviously knows a lot of the young players quite well as well. So he'll do a good job.
Is it important for the coach to be locked down, Jimmy, from a player's point of view?
It just depends. I suppose depends who the player is. I haven't been too phased amongst the whole thing. As I said, I think, Duro was quite hands-on in his assistant role anyway, and had good rapport with the players. And as I said, having coached a lot of those young boys coming through, I think, Duro being there, everyone's going to be happy with that and very comfortable with that. And moving forward, depending on what happens, I'm sure Gus isn't an idiot. He'll get the right person for the job, and we'll go along with that if and when it happens.
We look forward to the weekend's games, Jimmy. Your former club, who you won a premiership with, the Sharks, are taking on Melbourne on Friday night. How do you see this one panning out?
Yeah, look, I think it'll be close. I think, all the final games have been close. I think the one thing that might just be in Melbourne's favour is that week off. Chance obviously Gales in a bit of doubt and a few things like that. They've got a good record against Melbourne, but I just think this time of year that week off is valuable. So
yeah, you know Gal reasonably well. You reckon he'll play?
I spoke to him after the game in the shed, and he wasn't very confident at all. So I know a lot can change in a week, and things can pull up extremely sore straight after a game, and then actually turn around quite quickly. I haven't spoke to him since then, but I know he was he wasn't very confident at all straight after the game.
Yeah, if he can play, we all know he will play. It would just be the fact that he just simply can't play if he doesn't play. He's not the sort of bloke to miss those sorts of matches. Hey, Jimmy, was there much jibing at, I'll call it Mad Monday for want of a better term, mate, regarding Tyrone Peachy about going or staying? What's your gut feeling there? He's obviously signed to go to the Gold Coast Titans. Do you think he'll end up there, or do you think you'll stay with the Panthers?
Well, I'd assume so. As far as I know, Peachy, he's off to the Titans. I don't think Penrith are even an option, because I don't think we've got the salary cap space for him to stay. So, as far as I know, he'll be at the Gold Coast Titans.
Yeah, he's a great player, Tyrone. Played State of Origin this year, and obviously, he's someone you'd like to keep, but unfortunately,
what's
signing
his best position,
to go. I don't know.
What's his
best
position, Jimmy?
Utility, I suppose. I think he plays so many of them so well. It's probably a tag that he probably doesn't like, but, I suppose at NRL level, you can put him at anywhere you need it. And he'll do a job and cover that role. But I suppose, if you go in a straight position, it's probably utility, because he's got so much versatility to him.
Yeah, he's his own worst enemy, because he can play in any position and do a good job. He's probably a jack of all trades. And
Craig Wing was fantastic in that, wasn't he?
Yeah. And it's in today's environment, in particular in a representative side, they're invaluable, those type of players. We spoke about the first final on Friday night, the Sharks and the Melbourne Storm. What about Saturday night, the blockbuster at Allianz, the Roosters taking on South, Jimmy?
And look, it'll be a cracker. I think, that rivalry will really ignite, especially to get to a grand final for whoever becomes the winner. Again, I think it's going to be really tight, but I'm still leaning towards Roosters for that same reason, that they're coming in fresh off that week off. The two games on the weekend went down to the final minute, by a point. And I just think that's game. Those two sides have got up for 2 weeks now, and while the others have had a rest, and they'll be coming in fresh. So I think that just might pay dividends late in the game.
How big a loss is it for the Roosters for Latrell Mitchell not to be there? You played with him, of course, State of Origin this year. You think they can overcome his absence?
Now you mentioned, I forgot they didn't even have Latrell, but that's a massive loss, I think. I think he's a lot of their X factor out there. You see a lot of their players to just feed him with early ball and just let him create things out of nothing. So, I think there's been so many games this year where he's just been able to come up with a play and find points and that. So taking that away from him, obviously, I think that's going to be a real key. So, I'm back on the fence. I don't know.
I'm a bit like that. I'm not quite sure who I think will win. I'm favouring the Roosters just purely on the fact that they've rested up, and South to me look a bit busted. They've had two big games against the Melbourne Storm and the Dragons, but I'm unsure myself.
Yeah, I think that really is the key. I think the week off is probably the advantage, but between the sides, there's really not a whole lot across the four games or two games, four teams.
James, what do you do now, mate? Do you holiday? Do you keep yourself fit for test selection? What's the go?
Yeah, I'll keep myself fit. Obviously, I've had a conversation with Mel already around what might be happening, but yeah, it's a bit unclear at the moment. We'll have to wait and see, but keep myself fit and ready to go if called upon for the Kangaroos. And then after that, yeah, we've got some family holidays booked in and weddings and down to Derby Day and all that sort of fun stuff. So, yeah, busy off season.
Oh, you're not with us, are you, Jimmy?
I'll be there. Yeah, good.
It'll be good.
It will be good.
No, it'll be great, okay. Mate. We'll chat again, mate, for a grand final preview next week.
No worries. Nice, later.